Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different.
Come on, feel the noise.
I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am?
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
I've been reading all your press clippings and listening to tapes of your shows for weeks. And you're really something. You're very funny.
I try to amuse.
I listen to your show all the time. I think you're a sick, foul mouth, disgusting man. And you make people really nauseous 365 days a year.
Man, you're so funny, man. That's why I love to listen to your show. That's why all the kids listen to you, man. Plus, you know, these goons push you around. You know, all the kids listen to you. You are the best thing on the radio!
We're going to go to a message. I'll be right back after I shoot up.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
I was just saying to myself the other day, with Jared Afkar in Iraq right now, fighting a war that we shouldn't be fighting. By the way, as Matt said last week, thank you for serving. Jared, I said to myself, Jared, it's amazing that you have not gotten sick yet. Because once you get out of your element, you tend to get ill. And unfortunately, I have an email from him that happened just as I was leaving for the studio. And he said to me in the email, what time tonight? As if we, you know, don't record at the same time every week, okay? He says, I may have to bail. This is classic Afkar, by the way. I have an impromptu meeting, and I feel like S-word. I actually went to urgent care yesterday. Now, he jokes with me and calls me a drama queen.
Urgent care!
See? I know.
They have an urgent care out there?
In Iraq, they do. It's a little sandy tent. Yes. Yes.
Awesome.
Then I just told him not to worry about it. And he let that go and said he appreciated it. And that he would probably suck on the air tonight anyway. And I would totally agree with that. So, because after all, he sucked last week too. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Matt, thanks for joining us again tonight, my new co-host. How are you tonight?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. Batman is at the controls. And Batman has actually done something, a couple of weird things. I'm going to have to remember to take a picture of this before I leave tonight. I walked into the studio tonight, Matt, and freaking R2-D2 is like where my laptop is supposed to be, okay? I mean full size. And, you know, Kenny Baker, full size is about 3 feet, but it's full size R2-D2 where my laptop is supposed to be to run my sound. And
nice.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, but the immediate argument was now the laptop is like up over here on the broadcast table and like where I'm supposed to be able to swing my arms. And Batman says, no, you got more room. And I said, are you free? I mean, Batman would try to sell ice to an Eskimo.
You do have more room. Look, right now.
No, seriously, Batman, don't be an idiot. There's not more room here.
Not behind you, but in front of you.
Well, there's more room if I want to do this.
I want to come over here to the corner. There's more freaking room over here. Thank you.
But seriously, we started to have an argument, a friendly argument, of course, because I never get mean. And
never.
And then I decided to switch the subject, Matt, and I said, why do I not see the Skype microphone in here? Did you do what we talked about doing last week? And he said, yes, it's running fine. I said, you know what? Forget I said anything about Kenny Baker. Forget I said anything about the amount of room that I don't have anymore. It's a fair trade-off. You've done this. I'm excited. Right now, for the first time in over 25 shows, I am speaking to Matt through my microphone instead of through a
Skype
microphone to my left. So I no longer have to stare at the Skype microphone and pretend it's Matt. I now can just speak into my microphone.
Well, I have this new piece of equipment that enables us to do that. So I could use the USB because for some reason it just wouldn't work before, but now it's kicking butt.
God bless the new equipment. God bless you, Batman. This is fantastic. And even better yet now, see, Matt can hear all of my sound effects.
You know, I have to ask you.
Yes.
I'm not trying to take up your show.
No, it's all right. Go right ahead.
I'm a much bigger person than you. not weight wise, but I'm a big guy and I fit in there just fine. So I don't even know what you're complaining
okay,
about.
Okay, first of all, you're only an inch taller than I am.
Yeah, but I'm like bigger for some reason.
You might have bigger shoulders and you know than I do, but look, I don't know. I'll take some pictures, but like I said,
again, if I want to sit over here and do the show, then I do have more room. Okay? But seriously, I don't think Matt's going to like that very much.
Am I right?
He needs a lot of room. He needs a lot of room to move his hands while
he does. He waves a lot.
It's like yeah. conducting something as
air
he's
air traffic
talking.
Control.
It's the way I yeah. am. I can't help it. And by the way, it's fantastic that now you can also hear Batman, because you used to not be able to hear Batman because the Skype microphone was in the studio. And now you can hear him as well, which is nice. So you
yeah,
got to like
clear.
It. Yeah. And then and Matt, seriously, with you as my witness, does this not make us one step closer to real radio? I mean,
pretty darn close. See,
really? I mean, I think, you know, really, we need some applause. Really?
Yeah, yeah.
How about some canned applause? Let's do that. Yeah. I mean, really? I mean, seriously. Very, very impressive. Very, very impressive. So let's move into our show. We've got a lot of things on the table. And without AFCAR, we won't have to talk about any war. We don't have to talk about Iraq, no sand, no tents, no guns. No.
A lot lighter subject matter this week.
Exactly.
Not so serious.
Exactly. It'll be fun. And one of the first things I wanted to talk about that I'm sure you can relate to, Matt, is taking my little girl, which you have a girl about the same age as mine.
Yeah. Yeah. We're both fathers of 3-year-olds.
Yes. Yes.
Yep.
And I just took mine last weekend to her very first professional soccer game. And coincidentally, it was my very first professional soccer game. Of course, we have Sporting KC, the dumbest name in MLS, and but the newest stadium as well. I dubbed it Live Strong, Sweat a Lot because the very first thing that we noticed – well, let me talk about soccer first real quick, and we'll see if you agree with me. One of the reasons why I don't like soccer is because soccer gives hockey a bad name. Do you know where I'm going with this?
I think so. Yeah. So,
you know, both sports have goals. Both sports have goaltenders. And there's a couple of other similarities there. You know, they score goals, obviously, because of the goalposts and the net, you know.
Yep.
But other than that, there's no similarity between the sports. But because of the goals and the goal, a thing called a goalie, a person called a goalie, those sports often get compared. And most people say, I don't like hockey. I don't like soccer either. That's always the next words out of their mouth. I don't like right. soccer either. Well, but no, they're not the same thing. I mean, for example, I saw my first game. Well, I saw about maybe maybe 20 seconds of my first game when you're there alone with a 3.5-year-old, you
oh,
know.
Boy.
And I can tell you for a fact, being a hockey fan, that hockey games move approximately 475,000 times faster than soccer games.
It's the bad comparison for soccer live because yeah. hockey is so much quicker and it's so much more of an experience live than I think any other sport.
I completely agree. And also another point to take about this is you don't see any homoerotic pictures of hockey players online. And you know what I'm talking about. If you go to Google.
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't. Well,
no.
And I haven't looked this up in a while, but I know they're out there. If you Google image search like gay soccer pictures or, you know, something like that, you can find some really ridiculous pictures of soccer players whose junk is like flying out of their shorts while they're playing and kicking the ball. Just some of the weirdest looking, like just, oh, it's nasty looking. And you don't see that kind of crap with hockey players, you know.
Too much equipment, thankfully, for that.
Exactly. And let's be honest, too. If you were going to line up 3 soccer players, let's start over again. If you're going to line up 1 soccer player and 1 hockey player, I guarantee you that 10 out of 10 times, the hockey player is clearly the more masculine, manly guy.
Oh, has to be.
I mean, granted, there are a few hockey players that are a little bit, metrosexual. But I think soccer players more in general are metrosexual.
Well yeah, you know, and as far as a manliness goes with that, I mean, soccer players are notorious for faking injuries and things like that.
Yeah.
And on the other side of things, you know, hockey players are known for playing through injuries, no matter what it is.
They can
walk, they can skate, they're out there.
Yeah. One more similarity, but it happens more in soccer, is taking a dive, trying to draw a penalty. I mean, that happens more in soccer, but it does happen in hockey as well. But it's so much more obvious in soccer.
It is, but it's penalized in hockey, too. You get 2 minutes for it, too.
This is true. This is true. But in hockey, I think it's harder to determine because in hockey, there's ice skating. I mean, and again, you know, they're not running,
right.
Something they've been doing since they were 15 months old, you know?
Yeah, right.
So there are so many weird, you know, distinctions between the two. And I also think, and again, I don't mean to, you know, be discriminatory against soccer players because they are talented athletes. But honestly, I've talked about this on the show before. I think hockey players are the most talented athletes on the planet. You think about what they have to do, how they do it. They don't just hit a puck with a stick. They freaking ice skate while they're doing it. You know,
exactly. And at the speed at which they have to do it is amazing.
Yeah. If you think playing hockey is easy, you go ahead and get on some ice skates and go out there and slap a puck around with a stick. You know?
Just go to one open skate somewhere.
Yeah.
Without the stick, and you know, and you can stay on your feet for the whole hour and a half or whatever.
You know, that reminds me of something I've been meaning to ask you off the show, and I'll ask you right now on the show. Were we together at the station when we played when the station had the hockey team? We played some kind of a special hockey tournament, but it wasn't like on ice. It was like on blacktop, like at the riverfront or something like that.
No, I missed that one. I played some basketball, but that's it.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to say we missed that together, but I will give you the quick rundown. They put me in goal. And needless to say, if we would have had a backup, I would have been out after 2 minutes because they kept scoring and scoring and scoring. I mean, I didn't know how to stop. And it wasn't a puck. It was like a ball, I think it was, if I remember correctly, something like that. And I was really bad. I mean, even hockey without ice skates is difficult, in my opinion.
You have no idea how hard it is to play goal in any of those sports until you actually get in there and try to do it.
Yeah.
We used to play a broom ball when I was at college.
I remember that,
broom ball intramurals and I was in goalie for one game, and the goal is, I don't know, 4x6 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't stop anything.
Well, then
I don't know how those goalies in hockey stop anything. I don't know how the goalies in soccer stop anything with that huge net.
Yeah, no, I agree on both accounts. And so we're definitely on the same wavelength when it comes to being a hockey goalie, that's for sure. So now, one of the things that happened to us that night during the game was I had some fear of ticket problems. Now, to reminisce a little bit, several years ago when Christy was pregnant with Presley, we went to see Billy Joel at the brand new Sprint Center here in Kansas City. And when we got there, we went to where our seats were supposed to be, and our seats didn't exist. And it really freaked us out a little bit. And to make a long story short, they made me and my 7-month pregnant wife march up all these stairs to go up to this part over here and to go over to this center over here. And then they would issue us new tickets and it's kind of a pain, but at the same time, they gave us better seats, so that worked out okay. But I started to have the same feeling that this was going to happen to me at the new Live Strong Sweat a Lot Park because, and I said, and I'll get to the sweating part here in a minute, because I went online to check the virtual seating chart on their website, and it literally didn't show that the seats existed. And I'm like, oh no, not again. I mean, this would not be good, especially not with a 3.5-year-old. You know, so we get there and my fears continue to worsen as they were doing the old electronic check of the tickets and the gal was trying to beep them in and it kept giving that negatory beep and bomb bomb. She was and it kept saying invalid or something like that. I'm like, and I asked the gal, she said, no, never mind. Just go ahead. You're fine. I'm like, yeah, but what if, and I thought about trying to explain it to her, but then I figured, well, we'll cross the bridge when we come to it. So we get to our seats where the seats are supposed to be, and they were there. Unfortunately, I don't have a good story. That's kind of the end of the story. The seats were there. It was okay. You know, but
that's a horrible ending.
You're terrible.
I was expecting,
well,
you know, you guys are going to be close to the field or something, but no.
No.
They were there.
No, and if we had been close to the field, it still would have been the same thing for me, which is basically, I want donuts. That was the first thing that happened was, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, they don't have donuts at a soccer game, honey. They do. And the old lady behind me was laughing at me. I'm like, don't laugh at me. You just encourage. Don't do that. They don't.
Yeah.
And we're, you know, walking the aisle. Let's go see what they have, Daddy. I said, what do you want? Do you want popcorn? You want hot? I want donuts. 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 No, no. Why am I here by myself? Why? What am I doing? Decision. Whoa, no kidding. What am I doing? So then I need to back up a little bit. Here's the negatory part. Maybe the reason why they thought about not putting these seats there was because the sun was directly in our faces. I mean, I don't know where the intelligence lies of building these stadiums, but whoever did that wasn't thinking very well. So there's just nothing that you could do. I mean, it was a hot day. It was in the 90s. It was muggy. And then if you think about the way that stadium is built there, I mean, it's like Texas Stadium, you know, it's like partially closed. It's not as bad as Texas Stadium or as the new Cowboy Stadium is, but it's got one of those curvature things, you know, on top a little bit. So there is no breeze in there. I mean, there was a little bit of a breeze at times, but for the most part, it was just dead. So sun in your face. Oh, God. It's unbelievable. And she was sweating instantly. But you know what? Not one time did she complain about how hot she was. She just kept drinking a ton of water. So
really?
Yeah. So I was impressed with that.
Keep feeding them. That's the key when you take little kids to games like that. Just keep feeding them.
That's her problem. Is she thinks every time we go somewhere now, we're going to eat and going to check out the bathroom. So she always thinks that, you know, and you've been out with her before. I mean, didn't she go a number of times when we were out too?
She did. In between games of Fruit Ninja or Angry Birds exactly. And everything else on my iPod.
Exactly. Thank God for your iPod. That's true.
It was a lifesaver that night.
It definitely was. Well, to skim over the food part real quick, she said she wanted popcorn when I asked her. Of course, you know that doesn't always mean that that's what she really wants. So yep. I got her popcorn, and as I walked away with it, I realized I just bought an $8 bottomless tub of popcorn.
And let me guess, she didn't touch it.
Hardly touched it at all.
Yep. Sounds familiar.
Yeah, yeah. So guess what I had for dinner? Yeah.
$8 tub of popcorn.
Yeah, and popcorn and me aren't the best of friends. So needless to say, I have not seen number two in about 5 days. So
you're going to need the long version of November Rain when it finally comes around.
You know it. That's right. Yep. You always got to put on a long song to go get that done. Sometimes you got to go down with your pants around your ankles to put on Purple Rain, you know?
So hop down the stairs.
Exactly. Exactly. And then speaking of number two, on the way home, we are like 5 minutes from home. And we're playing around, joking, and telling stupid knock-knock jokes, which she's not really good at doing, but she thinks she is, and she laughs at herself, so it's pretty funny.
Makes it even better.
It does. It's really cute, you know. And then I unfortunately started using the word poo-poo in some of my knock-knock jokes, and suddenly there was a little pause, and she goes, Daddy, I have to go poop. But can you wait till we get home? We kept going, can you wait? I can wait. No, I can't wait. I can wait. I can't wait. So we had to stop at CVS, which is like 5 minutes from our house. Just so she could go. But you know what?
Safe than sorry.
Yeah, because she actually did go. I mean, sometimes they don't go, you know?
Yeah, right.
And then you're pissed at them. But, you know, but no, she really, really did go. So that worked out okay. So, yeah, because she didn't have the popcorn, she had a movement. Congratulations, P, you know? but anyway, I'm rambling on and on and on. I do have a new present for you, though, because I thought about you here this weekend. I created this, and it's great because you can actually hear it.
All right.
Listen in.
Can I have your attention, please? Will everyone please clear the pool for a short safety break?
Perfect.
I actually went to the pool again this weekend with Presley. And again, we're there 5 minutes and she wants to eat lunch. Go figure. I did make some extra observations. I've yet to go up to the office to ask them if they do safety breaks or why they don't do safety breaks. I do want to find out, actually. Because you know I'm concerned, you know, a few things. Well, hey, I figure, you know, I mean, how bad are they going to feel at the end of the day when the pool is closing? They clear it out and there's two bodies in the bottom of the thing. You know.
If only they'd have taken the break.
Exactly.
How cloudy is the water?
Well, it's when there's a lot of people out there, you can't always tell. That's why they have the safety breaks. You know.
Go swimming.
Yeah. I mean, how stupid are they going to feel? But anyway, I made some other casual observations I wanted to pass on, and I hope I don't insult too many people, but this was actually an observation that Christy and I made the week before when we were there. There was a girl there who was at least 7 months pregnant wearing a two-piece. And it was an interesting sight. I didn't need to see it. I mean, I've been known to say that I find pregnant women sexy. But, you know, I didn't need that, really, probably as my first, you know, taste of the pool in a long time. So, you know, but Christy said that she didn't have as much of a problem with that as she does women who aren't wearing any support, that should be wearing supportive swimming suits in the front chesticle area. And I said, yeah, I can see that too. And something else I noticed both days too, that, and I wish I could have pictures of this, because it really, I am not kidding when I say, on more than a half a dozen occasions, I saw people walk by me at the pool that I swear to Christ were men. Okay. We're talking shorter haircuts than me. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's pretty short, yeah. And earrings, and then they were wearing a wife beater. But the telltale sign, you know, it wasn't the beard. The telltale sign was the bra strap hanging out from under the wife beater. It was a woman, but it looked like a man. There's a lot of masculine-looking women at this pool in the area. Yeah.
Going to a public pool is a lot like going to Walmart. It really is. You just, at one, you know that when you go to either place, at one point you're going to look at whoever you came to that place with and just go to them and say, why, when you see someone walk past you? Why?
You know, you're absolutely right. And at the same time, I would have to venture, I would like to say the pool is worse, but the difference is there are some attractive people there. I mean, there's one guy that I've seen there both times who, he's not muscular, but you know, he has the eating discipline that I don't. And it's like, you know, I keep looking at him going, well, I kind of like to look like that, but I keep looking down at myself going, yeah, not anytime soon, you know? And then there's attractive women there too. I mean, there's women that it's like, okay. I mean, it's okay that you're wearing what you're wearing. You look nice. You look good. You look attractive. That's great. But overall, I would say that Walmart is better, because that's the difference. You don't see women that look like that at Walmart. You don't see.
No.
It's all like that at Walmart, you know.
But hopefully they're wearing more clothes at Walmart. It's not always the case, but hopefully.
Sometimes they're not. That's true. Oh, got a little something in my throat here. Oh, and one more thing I noticed too. Chicks with tattoos. And I've had opinions about this, but I don't really know. I still haven't quite defined it all yet, but I think I've got the first one defined. And again, I don't want to insult anybody, but because Christy has a tattoo, for example, but it's a tattoo that's not visible. And chicks with tattoos that are showing, you know, visible in a swimming suit or even just in average everyday life, I think that what they're trying to say, four letters, okay? I-M-E-Z. I'm pretty sure. I'm trying to get into. Okay, so then if they got a tattoo that's hidden, then I don't really know what that is. Okay, then there's the women that have belly button rings, and I think those are actually trying to say that they used to be easy, but they're not anymore. I don't know. There's people with girls with tattoos and girls with belly button rings. Did I say earrings? I meant belly button rings. Belly button rings.
Yeah, you said that.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, they intrigue me. I just haven't quite figured out to what degree exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The tattoo thing kind of depends on what it is and where it's at.
This is true too, because I have seen some pretty ugly ones in some pretty nasty areas. So what, Todd? Or Batman? Batman, they're not Todd.
Well, one thing I do have to say is if you keep talking crap on a girl with a tattoo, you might get hit in the eye.
This is true. I mean, it definitely can happen.
Because they're not all, I'm sure they're not all easy, but they're going to tell you, let's see what is easy, pumping you right in the eye.
I say easy. I mean, I use that term loosely.
Like a summer morning?
Exactly. Exactly. I'm not saying that she's doing the whole football team, okay? I'm just saying that, let me put it to you this way, okay? I consider myself to be a decent looking guy. I mean, I could use a nose job and stuff like that, but I could, and probably some hair transplant, but I'm not an ugly guy anymore since I, you know, lost the weight. I'm okay. You know, I could probably score, you know, if I was single. Okay. And so when I look at women with tattoos, I think every time I see with I could score there. I could score there. Now, there are some people, like take Hugh, for instance. Hugh might not be able to score with these chicks. Is it okay that I bring Hugh up? Hugh is Batman's co-host on the Nightwatch show. And
okay.
Yeah, and Hugh, has Hugh ever scored? I guess it's probably, I'm not really sure about that.
He has a wife.
Okay, I'm sorry. But you see where I'm going with this. It's all relative, and I always relate it to me. And I'm thinking to myself, I could tap that. I could tap that. I could tap that. I could. Oh, that I couldn't tap. That, no, no. That I wouldn't tap. That I could. Oh, what would I? You know, stuff like that. You know,
you just took me back to when we used to work together back in the day when you were working doing those remotes from those pools.
Yeah.
This is exactly how our conversations went. That last 10 seconds was exactly how our conversations were.
Yeah.
When you were at the pool and I was at the station.
Yeah. But there were some inappropriate things said about underage girls probably then too.
Way more vulgar. Yeah. It was more vulgar.
It was.
That, but yeah.
But they asked for it. You know, I mean, just
in
by
your head, they did.
Exactly. Just by dressing that way. I was deprived, I think. Back then, at certain points anyway. But anyway, all right. So with that, we probably need to take our first break. But before we do, hang on. Let's see here.
You may slowly re-enter the water.
Okay, there. So we'll get back to the show. All right, when we come back, I'm going to shift the show to you, Matthew, and Matthew McConaughey. And every week I'm going to come up with a new Matt for you because we don't really have like the – you're not a big fan of being called Magic Matt, but keep wanting to call you that because, you know, I could call you by, you know, just by your first and last name, but it doesn't have that ring to it, you know?
No, I like the floating. I like the floating last name idea. That's
okay.
Pretty good.
That's good. I can do that. I mean, we came up with Afkar in the very first show for Jared. You know, Jared used to be Rancho Relaxo on the old show. We called him Rancho all the time, and rarely did he ever get called Jared. And on this show, he decided he wanted to just be called Jared, and I said, okay. But do you want me to just, you know, call you Jared Blankenship? That's kind of boring. He's like, no, we'll come up with something wonderful. So on the very first show, he had actually come up with it beforehand, Afkar, artist formerly known as Rancho. And that's where it came from.
Nice.
So now I'm not saying we need to do, you know, Dumar or something like that for you. I mean, we don't need to do that for you. We'll just do the floating names. We'll just come up with something different every week. So
a lot of mats out there. We can make that. We could drag it out a while.
I think
David
we could.
Spade.
And this, okay, I need to check this out real quick. I'll check it out during the break so we don't take up any time. Matt's put up a Skype picture, and Batman is clear that he thinks he looks like David Spade. And we talked about this before. Matt's gotten Ed Norton. I think he looks like Tim Lincecum at times. And apparently today he looks like David Spade, which you've heard before as well, Matt. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
I'll check it out here during the break. Let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to shift the show to a little bit more Matt as he's going to give us his first experience with my tweets on Twitter. We'll take the break, and we'll be right back.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal. Send me a kiss, my wire. Baby, my heart's on fire. If you refuse me, honey, you'll lose me. Then you'll be left alone. Oh, baby, telephone and tell me I'm your own. Everybody do the Michigan rag. Everybody likes the Michigan rag. Every Mame and Jane and Ruth. Stomp, romp, pump the Michigan. Jump, clump, pump the Michigan rag. That loving rag.
The following program is intended for immature audiences. The Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. Brad here with Matthew McConaughey, the love child of David Spade and Ed Norton. Yes,
that's it.
Batman said, yes. And Batman here in the studio as well in the Batcave. And Batman, could you do me a favor?
Yes.
Two things. First of all, as I stated before the show, please stop turning our studio into your closet.
Hey.
R2-D2.
It's not a closet. It's a display piece.
Pinhead and Batman and the new Spider-Man outfits, which, by the way, is very awesome. And, no, the other thing I wanted to ask you, can we get rid of the echo? Why do you forget that all the time?
You know what? I'm sorry.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you. You're a good producer.
will kick you in the shin.
I don't know. Okay. So, where was I? Let's turn the show over to Magic Matt for a minute. And Matt, you're not very experienced with Twitter, right?
No, not at all.
Okay.
You're about the only one I've ever read any tweets from.
Okay. Well, that's probably not a bad thing. I'm not the worst tweeter in the world, I don't think. So
you might be the only one. I don't know.
I could be. I'm hoping to get you interested because, you know, Jared, he wants nothing to do with any social networking. And, you know, it doesn't really take a lot of time. See, Jared would be perfect for Twitter because Jared has all these little just thoughts, you know, and he's got just – he thinks about a lot of stuff. He's just a thinker, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he thinks fairly quickly too. He'd be perfect for Twitter. Me, I mean, I'm not a quick thinker, but I can think. And I can think, what can I tweet? What can I say that just, you know, that I'm pondering? And that's pretty much what I do. And I thought it'd be cool. First, I was going to just read them myself. And then I got to thinking, well, that's kind of boring. I mean, it's just me, like, you know, eulogizing myself. So why don't we just let the new guy, you know, eulogize me instead, you know, especially since he has no experience with Twitter. And maybe he'll pull some things from my Twitter feed that he finds interesting or funny or that he may want me to expand on. So without further ado and no music in the background, why don't we go ahead and turn it over to you? Go ahead.
Thank you.
Sure.
My biggest problem with Twitter is that, you know, like you said, I'm not real experienced with it, especially, mm-hmm. I've never done it before.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to, I end up reading every little bit of it. So, you know, there's really, you know, the things I'm not supposed to read,
uh-oh.
I read, and then they make no sense to me.
Yeah.
You know, for example, in one of yours, it's Rollo McFlurry. I'm intrigued. Pound McDonald's. See, what does pound sign McDonald's mean?
Okay. See, here we go. Lessons in Twitter. I don't want to get in too deep, but pound sign McDonald's is a part you need to be ignoring. What all that really does is refer the fact that I'm speaking about a Rollo McFlurry of McDonald's. And if people wanted to check basically to see, if you wanted to go to Twitter right now and check to see what everybody's saying about McDonald's and they're referencing McDonald's, you would check the pound Twitter. You would search for pound McDonald's, pound sign McDonald's. It's a hashtag. Don't worry about it. It's very confusing, I know. It just basically references McDonald's so that people.
So do you put that on there?
I did that. Yeah.
Does McDonald's pay you for doing that?
No, they don't. But it makes it more searchable. They don't pay me yet, but they might eventually.
Should.
You never know. Oh, I agree.
I'd leave it off until I got paid.
From
here on out, I'd leave it off.
But you see, it helps make your tweets more searchable. And then don't get me.
All right.
Yeah, can't do that.
We'll move on. Move on to the next one.
Have you had a Rollo McFlurry yet?
I shared one with my wife.
Was it good?
They were very good.
Okay.
Yeah, it was really good.
Because you might also have noticed I was having a conversation with a gal on there about it. And she said that, well, you know, it's not that impressive. It's just, you know, basically vanilla ice cream and Rolos. It is what it is. And I said, well, maybe I could just make one myself. And she said that it would be a lot more convenient to just get one at McDonald's. And I said, good point. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, ice cream and candy, I mean.
It goes well.
You can't really screw it up.
No, you really can't. So I'm sorry. Go right ahead. Move on, Matt.
The next one that I wanted you to expand on was, this might have been your last one. It's, while coming back from Des Moines, half of my sandwich flew to the floor of my car. I cursed, put on the flashers, and pulled over to fix the prob. That was about a day ago.
Yes, that was yesterday, as a matter of fact. I ate Subway 3 times on the road this past I was on the road Thursday, Friday, came back Saturday, Sunday, went on the road again Monday, Tuesday. And I ate Subway 3 times during that period on the road. And it's not easy to eat a Subway sandwich when you're in the car driving, but it's decently healthy. I mean, it's better than McDonald's. It's better than a lot of things that you're probably going to get while you're on the road. So, and I'm not a big Subway fan, but it still hits the spot okay when you're hungry and you're in a pinch. So anyway, I'm having my third Subway sandwich in as many days. And I'm on the second half of my foot-long roasted chicken, and I don't think I hit the brake. I don't know what happened, but maybe I reached over to grab it, and the paper, it just didn't quite hit things right, and it flew off my seat and onto the floor in the passenger seat of the passenger seat. And I, of course, the first words out of my mouth, actually, some of the words were words I've never even heard myself use before. And I can't reach over because I've got, you know, an SUV, and I just can't reach over to get it. So I promptly slowed on down, pulled over, put the emergency flashers on,
Were you on the interstate?
Yep. Yeah, I-35. Oh, yep, north of Kansas City. Put on my emergency flashers, got out, went the other side, opened it up, got the sandwich off the floor, put it back up on the paper, flicked the lettuce out of my floor onto the curb there, and got back in my car and drove back on the interstate and finished my sandwich.
Did you take a bite as you're walking around the car?
No, I did not. I put it back. Oh, okay. No, I should have. That would have been funny. I figured most people probably thought that I had peed or something.
Just wave to the people with your sandwich in your hand. Just a sandwich.
It's okay. It's okay. Got it. It's all okay. 90-second right. rule in effect. Don't worry about it. It's okay. So yeah, that's what happened. It was, and I didn't tweet that until later, by the way, when I got back. Although I did do a little tweeting while I was in the car, thanks to Dragon Dictation. It actually works pretty well. If you just want to tweet something simple, you can just use that dictation, speak into your iPhone, tweet it, and it's great. So
that's cool.
I like it. That's so cool. Yep. What else you got?
The next one, yeah, I really appreciate, because you really cleared something up for me, because Stacy and I have been talking about these beards that the Royals players have, especially the younger guys.
Yeah.
Well, you know, which is pretty much the whole team anyway. But you had a quote in here attributed to Eric Hosmer that said Abe Lincoln was the 16th president of the United States. And it just clicked for me. Then I knew that was the beard. It's the Abe Lincoln beard. I couldn't put two and two together.
Yeah, I mentioned it a couple times before. And this kid over here from William Jewell College, I believe his name is Aaron Speck or Speckman. And he may actually end up being our intern, as a matter of fact. But anyway, he had said that it's the official beard of the Kansas City Royals and that I should know that by now. But I didn't notice Hosmer had shaved his mustache until I saw Alex Gordon had shaved his Abe Lincoln beard. So I don't know if these guys just can't grow mustaches or what the deal is. But yeah, that's what it is. It's the Abe Lincoln beard, man. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I don't get it. I think it looks like absolute crap, but you know, whatever. You know.
Hey, you know, when you're 21 years old in the major leagues and a millionaire already, you can do whatever you want.
And tap in everything. You're talking about a guy that could go to a pool and just tap it. I mean, come on. Okay?
The line would go around the block.
Exactly. For that guy. Exactly.
Around the block.
So all what right. else you got?
Well, it's another Royals one. And I'll just read it. I'm sure I'm not the first to say it, but the Royals 25-man roster seems to be a little on the minority light side. And I've heard that before, and I've thought it myself, and I've said it to my wife, that I said, they have got to be the whitest team I've ever seen.
It just clicked with me one night, and I'm like, you know, and then somebody else brought up a couple. And then, you know, they sent Dyson down, so that's one black guy down. Okay.
Yep.
You know, and you're right. You look at something. My God, the outfield. Well, Melky Cabrera, I mean –
You know, a couple Latin players.
Yeah, exactly. You got the shortstop, Escobar, you know. But it just, yeah, it's weird. And then I got into a conversation because isn't Bruce Chen mixed, like he's Chinese and Hispanic?
Is he? Or is he like Puerto Rican or something like that?
And
it's different. It's something you wouldn't
Korean
think of.
Or something. But he's like two different ones, right? You know?
Yeah, I think so.
So that's it. I got to talking to Greg Hall here, a former Kansas City Star writer, and now is on his own at greghallkc.com. He said that, something about Bruce Chen, and we started joking about putting Chinese and Mexican restaurants together. And I think I came up with, Baja Fresh. Baja Fresh something now. I can't think of what it was. But yeah, so it's weird. They're really, really, really a white. And then the pitchers, too. I mean, it's about, aside from Bruce Chen. Oh, and you got a couple of Hispanic guys like
Brian Pena, you know, Escobar.
That's true. That's true.
You know, as far as pitchers go, yeah, there's...
What's the name of the Padilla? Not Padilla. What's his last name? Paulino.
Paulino.
Thank you. Paulino. Yes. Yeah. So, yeah. But still, I mean, for the average baseball roster, very white, which...
Well, yeah. You know. It's completely different than my previous experience as a Cubs fan, because I'm positive that they just get in their draft room and cross off all the white dudes. I swear they don't think any white dudes can play. And if they're already on the team, they're getting rid of them.
Well, then, congratulations and welcome to Honkyville here in Kansas City. Very nice to have you on board, my friend, Whitey. All right. So what else? Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead. What were you going to say? No. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say it's like the Sioux City of
the
major leagues.
Yeah. How many black guys did you go to high school with?
One.
Yeah.
Two.
See, I think we had one, but we kept shipping him back and forth between Washtai and us. It was just really weird. So I don't know what that was all about. But anyway, okay. So all right. What else you got?
How about this one is near and dear to my heart. This was July 5th. He posted this. If AJ Pusninski was mauled by a bear in, deep in the forest, would anyone care enough to look for him?
You know, I had forgotten about that guy, AJ Pusninski. Pusninski? Is that what I called
Pusninski.
Him? Yeah. Yep. You know, I had forgotten about that guy until they who's he play for now?
He's a White Sox.
He's a White. Yeah. Until they were playing the White Sox here the other day, and I'm like, man, I mean, that guy is such a douche, and everybody hates him. What is it? Why does everybody hate him so much? I don't even remember now. I mean, he looks like a guy you want to hate, by the way.
You have to try to be to come across as that big of a D-bag.
Yeah. Yeah.
He ran out of San Francisco because he couldn't get along with anybody. Mm-hmm. Twins got mm-hmm. rid of him because he couldn't get along with anybody. And then he's on with the White Sox now. He fits in just fine because
you're a whole bunch of head cases. Yeah, exactly. And don't they have Adam Dunn too?
Yeah.
Because I had a tweet about him at some point.
Him eating Ozzie Guillen.
Yeah, because didn't Adam Dunn used to be this tall, lanky guy? And now he's this short, fat guy, I think.
Well, I don't think he's shrunk.
I don't know.
But, height-wise, but he's maybe a little bit bigger. But he's always been a pretty big dude.
Okay. I'm kind of feeling the Mark McGwire thing. I mean, Mark McGwire was 6'5", 185 pounds when he came up, and by the time he retired, he was, 6'5", 340 pounds, Same thing with Barry Bonds,
Yeah, with a hat size that went from like a 7.5 to like a 10.
Exactly. And a lot more zits on their back too, I'm sure. That's a different story. I think this whole Twitter thing is cool. One of the reasons I like this too is there are people, of the four listeners that listen to this show, there are some that do, are also on Twitter. But they can't catch everything that I tweet. So this is always a good way to kind of promote my Twitter feed as well.
Sure.
I hope. Yeah. So you have any other ones there?
Sure. Here's one you can expand on and how it came to your head.
Okay.
Screw fuel efficiency. I want autopilot cars.
Ah, yes. Very good. I am pretty sure. What was that date?
July 7th.
Yeah, that was when I was on the road going down to Wichita. And I had not slept well that night. Usually when I'm going to go out on the road or have something to do that next morning that's more than just an average day of work, I get kind of nervous in the middle of the night and I wake up at 3:30 and can't get back to sleep. And that was one of those nights. So I'm pretty tired, and I'm sitting there thinking, man, if I could just kick back and take a quick snooze here, if somebody was here to drive for me, I'd be fine by the time I got to Wichita. And so I'm thinking, my pilot, my vehicle, the gas is free. So it's, through my business. So it's like, and I don't have to worry about gas. I'm just going to keep getting bigger, more comfortable cars. Okay. I just need to have autopilot so I can sleep. And that's where that came from. It would just be nice to be able to, I don't care about fuel efficiency. I don't care about them trying to make more and more fuel efficient cars. I'm going to keep buying bigger, more comfortable ones. I just want autopilot on my car. That's where that came from. So
that'd be nice.
I think so.
We've all thought it at one time or another.
And aren't you kind of, when you really get down to it, are there two things in this world that you're surprised by? Number one, cancer. No cure yet at all. Come on. Mm-hmm. How is that possible? Okay. And number two, how can we not have autopilot cars by now?
Flying cars. We were promised flying cars by the year 2000.
I completely agree with that as well. Flying cars would be nice, but seriously, if you could sleep while on the road anyway all the time, that would probably take the place of it okay.
Yeah, right too.
Trade off,
That'd
so,
be cool.
I think so. What else you got?
Okay, we got time for some more?
Yeah, how many more you got, you think?
I've got maybe three or four more.
That's fine. Let's hit them. Let's hit them real quick.
Okay. This one might be my favorite, so we'll make sure we get it in.
Okay.
17 years ago today, I married my ex-wife. Should I call her? I remember your ex-wife.
Yes, you do. I'm sure you've got stories.
Clear as day.
What's that?
Oh, yeah. I said I remember clear as day.
Clear as day.
And more so, I remember your wonderful impersonation of her.
Uh-oh.
In your southern accent. I don't know if you remember it, but I remember it.
Can you do it? Because, you don't want to bring the show down if you can't do it.
I'll try.
go ahead. Give it a shot.
It was always kind of whiny,
Wait, before, let's just clarify again. You're about to do an imitation of my ex-wife, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure that I play a sound effect beforehand.
The C word.
Okay. One more time.
The C word.
Okay. One more time.
The C word.
Okay. So go right. So, and to clarify as well, she was born in Iowa, but she thought she was Southern. So
this will be perfect because of this really fake Southern accent. And it always started with kind of like a sigh because she was, you can kind of just shrink your shoulders as you do it.
Mm-hmm.
And she was going to whine. She's like, oh, Brad, I don't want to do that. Can we go eat over here? Why aren't you calling me? Oh, God. Is that pretty good?
Yeah, that's not too bad, actually.
That's all right.
really not that bad at all.
The C word.
I mean, really. I mean, I got to tell you right now that we could go on. We could do an entire show about that experience, and we're not going to do it right now. But, yeah.
All right.
Man, oh, man. See? Yeah, I'm glad you liked that tweet. That tweet got no play at all on Twitter. Nobody responded. Nobody retweeted it. Nobody had anything to say about it. And I thought it was one of my best tweets ever. Again, read it one more time, please, if you don't mind.
Sure. 17 years ago today, I married my ex-wife. Should I call her?
See, the thing is, I don't think anybody else got it because nobody else knew her, see? And maybe that's just it. But normally people would tweet or on Facebook, 17 years ago today, I married the love of my life, and I love her more today than I did back then. Happy anniversary, honey. I love you. And so I'm sure that people, when they read that tweet, were thinking, that's where I was going with it. And that's kind of what's fun about Twitter. You kind of play games with people's minds. But I'm glad you liked that one, Matt. So
I appreciate it. So it wasn't a lost tweet.
Thank God. And that's why I wanted you to – I thought you would appreciate my tweets. That's why I wanted you to read through them. So I'm glad we will spend an entire 3 months talking about my ex-wife sometime on this show. So
easily.
Sometime. No kidding. So what else you got real quick?
Okay, one more – or there's another one. And this one I wish I had like some background music, like, you know, they play the intro of the Masters. You know, Jim Nance is real serious.
Yes.
Piano music.
I'm sorry I don't have that with us.
I know you don't, okay. But just imagine it.
Okay.
Say, sorry for the delay on Friday's show up the upload. Batman had to fight crime. He claims it will be up later. If not, I will kick him in his bat balls. Hello, friends. That's why I think you should have started
Hello,
that one.
Hello, friends. This is Jim Nance. Sorry for the delay on this week's show. Batman. And it's funny because Batman, I tweeted that shortly after I spoke to Batman on the phone. Of course, I texted him. I called him up to my voicemail. And I was just about to get on Facebook to see if anybody had said anything about him being dead because I couldn't get a hold of him. And Batman called me back. And he said, oh, it'll be up today. It'll be up today. I had to go to Columbia. I had to do this. You know, blah, blah, blah. It'll be up today. It'll be up today. I said, now, by today, do you mean by before 10 o'clock tonight or by 2 o'clock in the morning or exactly what time? I mean, I kind of pressed him to say that it – because Batman doesn't – when he gives specifics, he usually puts his foot in his mouth later. So
not even true.
No, but sometimes you do. Sometimes.
And
but
it was up
better.
In like an hour and a
no,
half.
No, exactly. To your credit, it was up not – it was up much quicker than I expected. So – thank you very much, friends.
Hello,
friends. Yes. What else you got, Matt?
All right. I'll read you two in a row here real quick.
Okay.
These are I really appreciated these because, like, you know, we talked about earlier, we both have three-year-old daughters.
Mm-hmm.
First one was, my daughter just told me to stop the car because her shoe is untied. And that is such a three-year-old thing to say.
Oh, God. It was and ridiculous.
The second one was, this was shortly after, so I don't know what happened between these two tweets, but how old does your kid have to be to kick her out of the house? And if anybody knew your daughter, she's just such a cute little girl. Well, to even say that is horrible.
Matthew, that was during the soccer game. That was on the way to the soccer game, and then that was during the soccer game. It's like, oh, my God. Seriously, you just need to get out on your own, kid. I couldn't stop thinking that. So I tweeted it, you know? So
there you go.
That's where that came from.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I've got a three-year-old, and I have a teenager, too, so... Mm-hmm. I got one where I think about it and one it's actually that close to happening too. So.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, I'm happy to just have one right now and, you know, get her out of the house as soon as possible. So,
there you go.
Yeah. You got your gripes of the week? You got a gripe of the week ready?
Oh, yeah.
Good. We're going to do them real quick. We got to take a break. And when we come back, we'll do them quickly before we end the show. Okay.
Okay.
Take the break, Batman. We will be right back.
The Brad Westmore Show will be right back.
Thank you.
as the latex snaps. I close my eyes and relax my cheeks, bend over fast and grab the sheet my poor butthole. I let out a cry, and the doc tells me to relax and breathe, but it gets kinda hard when he's three fingers deep in my butthole.
In my butthole.
When he was done, my ass was aching, but not as much as my pride. I found some porn, yanked my horn, bought a lap dance, I hope my ass ain't torn, and I tried to fart. But it sounded like a tire with a slow air leak, cause there's lots more space between my two butt cheeks in my butthole. And the cycle turns. As long as there are men and inflamed prostates and latex gloves and colons to scrape in the butthole. As the latex snaps.
In the butthole.
In the butthole.
In the butthole.
He used to be fat. Now he's just a fat head. The Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. We've got Magic Matt here along with Batman in the Batcave. We are doing a show. We've got a few more minutes left before we wrap things up. And as promised, we're going to do our gripes of the week. And I'm going to let Matt start. Matt, let me get... This is your very first time doing gripes of the week. And I'm going to roll the special music bed under you. And you can fire away when ready.
All right. Well, I've never appreciated being on this show so much until right now. So I can finally get this off my chest.
Okay.
It may seem like a little deal, but I have been to so many gas stations over the last couple of years where people refuse to throw away their little receipts after they get their gas. As I stated before, I have a 3-year-old, I have a 10-year-old, and I have a 15-year-old. I have two dogs. The last thing I want to do is pick up after somebody else because I'm picking up after someone all of the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things where I wish that I knew somebody who was an identity thief so I could take this receipt that somebody was too lazy to just throw away on their own and just left it for me, take it to them and say, here, friend, who's an identity thief? Go on Amazon and have a heyday with this person's account because they don't give a crap about me, so why should we give a crap about them?
Wow. Wow, that's deep.
Is that a good gripe?
That is a pretty good gripe. Although I do have to say, just for clarification's sake, do those actually have the full credit card number on there, or did you say you wish that they did have the full credit card number on there? Because they don't really, do they?
No, they don't.
I don't mean to destroy your gripe.
No, but I did read something, though, that there's something you're supposed to get rid of those because there's still something they can get off there.
Yeah, I certainly.
I just read something this last weekend about that.
It makes sense. I certainly would not keep mine there. I mean, I still always get a receipt, and I keep the receipt for myself. And, I mean, why else do you shred them when you're done? I mean, you should shred them because it's like people can still go through your garbage and find them. And, no, I believe that it's probably still possible. I mean, hey, if the Chinese can hack into my Gmail, I mean, anybody can
nobody's safe.
No.
Right?
No, they're not. You're right. And like you said, you're sick of cleaning up after. I mean, you've got to wonder what those people's houses look like. I mean.
Yeah. It's just common courtesy.
I
know the garbage can's only 6 feet away.
Look.
But hey.
But you're right.
It's the principle of it.
You always have to keep in mind that you assume that nobody on the other side of the fence is as clean as you are at home. Prime example was the first time at the pool that I had to go into the – look. I was a good boy. By the way, I'm surprised you didn't read my tweet about peeing in the pool. But did you catch that one? But
peeing in the pool. I might have missed that one.
Yeah, that was I said it's very hard to walk your daughter on an inner tube around the lazy river and pee at the same time in the pool.
But, yeah.
Okay. But no, truthfully, I actually used the bathroom the first time I went that I had to go at the pool a couple weeks ago, and I went in there and forgot to wear my flip-flops.
Ooh.
So I'm in a pool's bathroom peeing. Oh, my God. It was the stupidest thing I've ever done in my entire life. I mean, never again will I ever make that mistake. Just completely ridiculous. So yeah, people are just not – they're not clean. I mean, it's wet on the floor. No. You have no idea what you're stepping on. I mean, So, all right, real quick, here's my gripe of the week. I think you'll be able to relate to this one as well. Let me roll my tune here behind us. Now, I'm all about business, and I'm all about kids learning about business. In fact, I wish that I would have learned more about business growing up than I'd probably be a better businessman now than I am. But having said that, I think there's probably too early of an age to start kids at. For example, my child, 3.5 years old now, has been selling things, quote unquote, selling things for, quote unquote, fundraisers for her daycare since she was 6 months old. Now, I understand the need to raise money, but could we maybe do it in a little bit of a different way so that mom and dad don't have to be the ones selling it, taking the freaking menu or the catalog to work and trying to con your coworkers who you've got to work with to give you money for your children, for your child, for their fundraiser at their baby nursery. I mean, it's not Presley's fundraiser. It's Brad and Christy's fundraiser. And it just doesn't seem right. You got to come up with better ways than that. I don't believe in making babies and small children to do fundraisers. It just seems stupid. Do you agree, Matt? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Totally. I mean, you don't send her there for free, do you?
Well, exactly.
I mean, what are you paying for then?
Well, I would agree with that. And when I argue about it, Christy defends them and says, well, you know, they need, you know, new computers and, you know, toys and blah, blah, blah. Well, then make a donation, you know.
Raise everybody's prices $5.
That too. I mean, we were actually the pre-parents who always said that we were never going to do those fundraisers. And we thought we would just go up to the head person and say, how much do you want? How much do you want me to make this check out for so that we don't have to go and try to sell stuff to our coworkers? But unfortunately, we've been through a few hard times. We're not quite as wealthy as we would have liked to have been at this time. And maybe it's a better idea to go ahead and just sell a couple of two or three things and turn it back in, because there's really no requirement there. I mean, you could turn it in without any sales on it. So in the long run, I think we've got it covered. And as she gets older, hopefully... I don't know. You've got, you know, three kids. Tell me, at what age do they start to do the selling themselves? Do they ever? I mean,
well,
how's Caleb doing with that stuff?
He does okay. You know, and it helps having Caleb. I always said when Caleb was little that he would make a great lawyer or sports agent, because Caleb could walk into any room and talk to anybody about anything at any time. He was really easy to send out and sell. And then, of course, being the oldest sibling, you know, when Allie came along and she had to sell things, it was, you know, Caleb, take her around. And we got out of it that way. We really didn't have to do too much of it, thanks to him.
Lucky. That's good. Because I have a feeling we're going to have problems. I'm probably going to be doing it when she's 16, 17, 18 years old. But
it never ends. No, I mean, it's literally almost nonstop.
Oh, I know.
And then you're obligated. Like you said, you know, if you take it to work and they buy from you, you know they're taking notes. You know that they're going to be coming back to you.
You know, I got one gal that I work with that I'm pretty close to that always buys something, and she hasn't brought any of her granddaughter stuff around lately. And I said, you know, I owe you a couple now, and you haven't brought anything in. So, I mean, I got to be good about that, you know. So, but you're right. I mean, it's a give and take, and it's like, come on, man. I mean, it's like, what do I pay for this for? It's ridiculous. I mean, but the worst was when she was like 6 months old. That was stupid.
Yeah.
Come on.
You need to take her around in her little carrier and just drop the order form right on top of her and set her on somebody's desk.
I know. I don't get it. I know. Well, we are rolling the music, and we have to end the show, Matt. I'm disappointed, but we'll do it again soon.
Fast again.
Yeah. Next week's show is going to be a little bit different. It's going to be piecemealed from my travels to Des Moines, Iowa, and Wichita. So we may not hear from you, but that's okay. We'll get you back on the show very soon. So
that'll be cool.
Matt, it was a pleasure to have you. We'll come up with a new name for you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me again.
You bet, pal. We'll talk to you soon. Batman in a Batcave, and I am Brad Westmar. Thanking you for joining us, all three of you. No, I think it's four now. Thank you, all four of you, and good night. You're gone.